Hey, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Have you guys seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3?
Sadly, yes.
We're at the another one of the middle.
The end of an era.
The end of a something.
Epoch. Disaster. We're on another of your trilogies. We're wrapping up the TMNT original trilogy from the 90s tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a while, I gotta say.
I'm happy that it came out in this order, because the last one we're gonna watch
Monkey
movie. The worst.
So, if you're new to us or don't know what we do here on the show, the people who haven't seen the movie give a brief rundown of what they think it's going to be about. But before I get to that, we have some pressing business to take care of.
Yes.
Last week on the episode, we hit stop recording, and then a bomb dropped on us. Josh, do you know what I'm referencing?
It's been an entire week. I do not. I remember saying something afterwards, but I don't know what that was.
Josh admitted to us that he did not know, for three Austin Powers movies, that it was Michael Myers playing Austin Powers, Dr. Evil, Fat Bastard, and Goldmember.
Oh, yeah, no idea.
Yeah. We had a whole discussion on maybe he had face blindness. We put
a
picture.
It's a Clark Kent thing. You just put on a hat, and I have no idea.
We put a picture of actual Austin Powers, Mike Myers Austin Powers, along with the Tom Cruise Austin Powers, and we're like, which one of these is which? He was able to get that.
Yep.
I think that just attests to how good of an actor he can fool me four different times.
Wow, given undue
or at least
credit
the costuming department
to Austin Powers after the fact. That all right, now that we've cleared the air, just had to get that out of the way. Josh, what do you think's going to happen in the third Turtles movie?
So this is the Turtles in Time movie. Right, this is the time travel one. I know
so
that.
So people
much.
Call it Turtles in Time because the best Turtles arcade game was called Turtles
yeah.
in Time.
Oh, okay.
This
is that
and it also
based
involved
off this movie?
It
they
also
have nothing to do with each other except the Ninja.
There's time
movie.
Travel.
And well, fine, Justin, just go
right.
throw that in.
Well, no, I knew there was time travel, just like without
yes.
name.
He
I know.
He just said that
trilogy.
He knew that.
You're not at fault because yeah. the tagline of the movie is "The Turtles are back." ... In time.
That's a pretty good tagline, I think.
Yep.
I'm guess go to Japan because they're ninjas. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As for what happens, I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna hope. Never guess, because I'm gonna hope. Because our guesses are always cooler than what actually happens. That. In ancient Japan, and probably feudal era Japan, there's some kind of magic MacGuffin that allows for time travel, because that wouldn't exist in the present. Otherwise, we would have a cool guy in the present era to deal with and not have to resort to time travel after the third movie.
Yeah,
already for
it's,
some
it's
reason.
Almost like they ran out of ideas for the Turtles, which seems unfathomable.
I do want to say the Turtles traveling through time is not that far off from the source material.
I'm not saying it's weird that they're doing it. It's just like they're doing it so it's like real.
Yeah, I hear what
you're
saying.
Can't bring in Krang first or something?
I would have loved to see a Krang with his big
mechanic. A Krang. Let's get Bebop and Rocksteady in there.
You know what? They covered Toka and Rezar last movie, which was like the Bebop and Rocksteady knockoffs. I get it if you can't get the licensed villains for some reason.
Why the fuck not? I don't get it. You're making this movie? How do you not have Bebop and Rocksteady
make something just as weird? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can't get a brain in the tummy of a big mech, get the heart in the mouth of a big mech. Like, make it your own and just make it as weird. I don't know why they can't get it. That's so silly. Because the cartoon.
I just
want
to say, in preparation of having to watch this, I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle versus Batman, the animated movie.
Now that's new, isn't it? Like, newer?
It is. I actually really liked it.
Nice. Okay. It's animated, I assume.
Yes, it is animated.
It's not like it's not Ben Affleck going around with a bunch of Ninja Turtles.
It has like all the stuff, you know? Like, why can't we get a Baxter Stockman turning into a fly played by Jeff Goldblum in this movie?
Be wonderful if we did. I got a quick question about Turtles versus Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Were they up to his waist? Were these accurate tall turtles, or were they like human?
They
height?
They were human height.
Oh, that's disturbing.
I'll say the one thing I liked about that movie in particular is that they went out of their way to make each of the turtles look slightly different.
That's always refreshing when they have slightly different personalities and aesthetic to them.
Raphael was bulkier and taller. Donatello was lankier.
Really? Because I gotta say, Raphael has short guy energy to me. I would think Leo's the tallest, and maybe Donatello.
Maybe not taller, but he seemed bigger.
Doesn't that make sense, Raphael having short guy energy?
Yeah, but I always imagine him being stocky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tough as shit. Yeah, they're turtles. All they do is pump iron and train in ninjutsu, and he eats.
He's the one of them that lifts the most, is what you could tell.
Rage lifting back in the corner, yeah. Donatello's good with machines.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, we've run down Raphael and Donatello, their personalities. Could you fill us in on the other two?
The other one, Michelangelo in that movie, they were able to differentiate him because his eyes were just bloodshot and he was headlight.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. All right. Can you name the remaining turtles, Josh?
You think I could after watch two? Yes. So yeah, there's Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, and
he's the leader of the group.
Yeah.
The blue one. I'll give you that.
That doesn't help.
He has katanas.
Yeah, that also doesn't help make. He'd place their name. Insert
I'm
artist.
So bad at names, I have to make mnemonic devices.
Okay.
So I'm like describing him. Yeah, okay. It's another Renaissance painter.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right.
Here's what the turtles looked like in that movie.
Okay, send it to the chat. You give up? You want us to give it to you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Leonardo.
Right. Yeah.
There you go. So, yes, time travel, it's going to be a blast. Ideal movie. I like how you said they're going to go to feudal Japan because they're ninjas. That draws off of one of their descriptors. I like to think teenage. Ooh, maybe they'll go to a mall. Mutant. Oh, who knows where they'll go. Turtles. Maybe they'll go to Florida, a swamp. Like...
Louisiana.
They just find themselves jumping around.
Like if this is after the mom era where they can use their weapons again, like why not put them in big fight land?
Maybe you can use your weapons if you're in a period piece.
Oh yeah, maybe that's the cop. Right, they're in Japan, so now they use their weapons because it's historically accurate.
That's why they built the movie around feudal Japan. They're like, listen, turtles back then used weapons. That's just how it is.
Honestly, if that's the reason. Like, fine.
I can't wait to get into this and read some of the behind-the-scenes trivia and info and find out how this, like, happened. Because it's a departure from the other two. We're not in New York. New York's a fucking character in 1 and 2. Yeah, skyscrapers, you got that gritty 80s crime feel cuz it came out in 90, so it was made in like 88, 89. I wonder I'm like making speculations because I have not seen this since it was on VHS. I had it on VHS, but that doesn't mean I remember. I wonder if April O'Neil's going to be in this one. I kind of don't think so. And I kind of want the scientist from the last one, but don't think he's going to be in it either.
Oh, yeah.
How long has it been for you, Justin? Your movie.
Since I've seen this, a long time.
Did you
it's
own
been
it?
A long
or was
time.
This a TV?
Oh, yeah. I had a box set. Of all three of these movies.
VHS or DVD?
VHS.
What time are we? Okay. So we're talking earlier. Yeah.
It was like one of those ones, like I had the same thing for Lord of the Rings back when those were still on VHS and stuff.
When the first like two maybe were on VHS?
Yeah.
But
those one would come out and like that one was like three movies for one movie.
Yeah. And then when you got the extended edition, it was three fucking DVDs for one movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dark hole I'm never going down. Like watching those extended cuts or even getting into The Hobbit.
Right.
I just can't see putting that much time into it. I'd rather watch the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, to be honest. Like if I was going to get into it. Because that's what I can think of when I think of long spanning fantasy epics. Like with the
Do you think Kino
time.
Is going to come back in this movie?
Kino from the second one?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Or do you think Casey Jones?
Here's the thing. I feel really safe sending these four turtles back in time because they're not going to fuck up their own timelines at all. As far as I know, there's like they're such a unique presence in the timeline when Turtle Mutant was created.
There's no butterfly effect worry.
There's no human genealogy you can fuck up that far back.
Sure.
I mean, they can mess it up for everyone else, don't get me wrong. But for themselves,
If they go back in time, they could stop the great-grandparents of the person who wrecked the truck that dropped the ooze and blinded Daredevil and resulted in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles spawning.
Yeah.
So they could.
You're right. You're totally right.
I watched that really bad Butterfly Effect movie. You can literally do it to anything.
You mean Butterfly Effect?
Yeah, that's okay. What I mean.
You didn't have to say that. I thought you were referencing a different movie that just came out that was real similar to the Butterfly Effect.
No, I mean that specific stupid movie.
I saw that in theaters. Josh, have you seen Butterfly Effect?
I have not seen
We need
effect.
To do Butterfly Effect. It's bad.
Okay.
But
that would be the coolest
phenomenon.
Ending for this
it's
movie.
Edgy.
If they like come back and like the movie ends coming back and New York is just gone.
New York is run by fucking apes.
I would
Some
rather
really
see
cliffhanger.
I would rather see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in space than then go back in time.
I'd rather see them time hop if they're going to go back in time to several different periods. I want to see a turtle in the West. I want to see a turtle in feudal Japan. When I say West, I mean like...
Old West.
Old West, America. I want to see like a proper British explorer turtle. I'm just thinking of the stupid toys they put out and all the different costumes they had on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Take them to space. Just make the monsters bigger, in all honesty. Like, you could stick this in New York in the sewers above ground and then just have, like, a gigantic pizza monster and Krang shows up and you got a AAA movie right there. So, we're going to get to it. We're going to rewatch, and so it was first time watching, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 from... What year is this? We haven't mentioned that.
93.
Oh, wow. So the first one's 90, the second one's 92, and
yeah.
This one's 93. They made mm-hmm. this...
Back to back to back.
Like,
Take a year, please. Take a year. Come on.
1991. So, yeah.
91, 92, 93.
And there's
literally...
nothing after this, right, until, like, the remakes?
There have like been a couple of cartoon movies, and the cartoon ones,
always
good. Always worth watching, I think. They got a little iffy during the CGI days. I'm saying the animated ones, like the CGI.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of them.
Oh,
I don't.
That's a good question. Is this new one versus Batman? Is it like CGI or does it look kind of like 2D cartoon?
It's like 2D cartoon. I sent that image.
Okay, cool.
In I'll the chat. It
oh, I mean, well, I mean that's art. The poster. That's what it looks like in the movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It looks animated.
All their faces do have a fucking Raphael looks like a Battletoad.
Yeah, he's a different color.
Well, not even that. He's got the big square jaw.
Yeah.
They're all slightly different shades of green, and they always kind of have been. But it's been different which ones were which.
I don't know. A lot of the time, they just look like the only. It seems to me like they're the only way that they're drawn different is that which color bandana they have.
And in the original comic, they didn't have that. They all had red bandanas. If you look at the first few editions of the very first comic, I don't even know if they had different names. That was a decision that came with the cartoon, was like establishing personalities and a way to differentiate them, probably to sell toys. There's that show, the documentary, loosely, I'll call it on Netflix, The Toys That Made Us.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't done a Ninja Turtles episode, they really need to. Because what a vast and impressive toy line with, like, the Cyberdome. It was, like, that big old walk-in Epcot center with an eye on top that shot a laser. Have either of you watched that series, Toys That Made Us?
I have not.
It's got G.I. Joe's on there. What's Hello Kitty? Sanrio?
Yeah.
The Sanrio episode is amazing. Because they talk about, like, the shops,
I know people,
and how it influenced Japan in a whole. Yeah,
I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people really like G.I. Joe.
Oh,
and
you know what, Justin? They got a professional wrestling episode. I hadn't seen that season 3 went up. They got My Little Pony, TMNT, Power Rangers, and wrestling. So one
nice.
For each of us, and then a bonus.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that. Josh,
uh-huh.
Do you think that they go back in time intentionally or by accident?
I think that it's an accident. I think that it's
question.
An accident thing. Well, no. It's got to be intentional. Like, because what's totally happened is, like, you know, if the MacGuffin is in the past or it's the bad, this is it to come to the future or whatever, and. And for whatever reason, they have to go back to the past to stop him. They get the other MacGuff that's still back past to rival the bad guy, right? Which, you know what is going to be Shredder's... If this is a proper bad time, it's going to be Shredder's ancestor who looks exactly like Shredder.
Oh man.
Good call.
Or it's just Shredder and he's
or it's
like...
just Shredder, yeah. Somehow.
The twist that neither of you saw coming is when Super Jigsaw shows up and he's had the ooze hit him and he's like,
oh yeah, that's like time
traveling
travel,
in time, Turtles. Time to play a game. Who can keep their shell on? Alright, here we go. TMNT 3, 1993. Whole bunch of threes and T's and turtles. We're back, having just seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 from 1993.
Yep. It's not good.
Oh,
no.
Right off the bat with some hate.
did you remember, when you put this list, did you remember it fine? And you were hoping it wasn't bad, or did you remember it was bad?
He chose this because it was a trilogy.
I love the first two movies. And even weirdly have a place in my heart for this movie just because of how much the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was part of my life as a kid. I fucking loved them. I had all the action figures. I had like the little set pieces that you could put the action figures on too.
We'll talk about it. I don't want to get too far into like if we recommend it or not, but me and you, we cross paths. We flip-flopped.
Oh yeah.
This movie starts with a literal rising sun.
Mm-hmm.
To establish we are in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Costume design off the charts. These are good costumes throughout the entire ancient Japan.
Sure. Series. The turtles still look good, though. I will say throughout the movie, it looked like Raphael's face was malfunctioning a couple times.
Oh no. You don't think that was just a nervous twitch he has because of the stress he's going through?
Yeah, maybe. But it literally looked like his eyes were like really.
This one's different than the others. We don't start off with the Foot Clan. We don't start off with any supervillain running amok. We start off
can
with
I just ask,
Japan, 1603.
Why not use the Foot Clan when you go to fucking Japan? I'm sorry.
All right. I don't know. You got me. Good question for the movie. We will send them an email.
Also, another gripe I have right off the bat.
Yeah.
It seems like part of this movie was written to be like anti-gun. I don't know if it came off to you.
That's a theme in a lot of movies, like traditional samurai and kung fu movies. It's like the Westerners coming in. This one, we'll talk about how it made no sense, though.
It made no sense.
A lot of no sense.
You didn't have to go back in time to 18th century Japan, 17th century Japan, to have an anti-gun message.
Okay, so before
fight with martial weapons in current day New York City.
Oh yeah.
But the first time they encounter guns in 17th century Japan.
Yes. You have to start at the beginning, Justin. Did you anybody else see this dude fall off his horse for no reason? They're doing like the Robin Hood thing where we've got a band of rebels living in the woods, and one of them gets attacked by four swordsmen, and one of the horses just rears up and knocks this guy off, and it's like, wow, that's embarrassing. We went out to capture the prince, and Steve fell off his horse. Then we get a couple of transitions before we get an idea of what's going on. It wipes to the current turtle's home, and this is disappointing. This is one of the big disappointments of this movie. They no longer live in this like grand opulent sewer tunnel that was a subway station that has like stained glass. This is obviously an empty hangar. Like above ground, filled with crap, and has a train built in the middle to resemble last movie.
Yeah, but it's not. What happened to that set? It was a year later.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
They spent all their money on awesome samurai costumes and Japanese castles and horses.
They're just like, we can't pay for that set for it to be in the movie for 15 minutes.
That abandoned subway tunnel cost too much. The Battletoads have moved in. They're subleasing, but Splinter can't afford it. That switch in perspective, that change in scenery was really bad. But
and it was a different April O'Neil, right?
Oh, third April O'Neil, third time. I want to say they look good. When we introduce the turtles, it's got a weird rock and roll song, which really doesn't fit the turtles. They're not in like Boston. They're fucking in New York. Play Go Ninja Go again. You gotta have the rights for your own ninja song.
Mm-hmm.
But they look good. The turtle costumes, they're using their weapons this time. They're like showing off their martial arts. They're goofing around in, I'm gonna say, the hangar, and probably call it that for the remainder of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They look good. The only part of their costume that I thought looked pretty bad this movie was the neck. You could see the seam where the head fit onto the body.
Mm-hmm. And well, they were starting to fall apart at this point.
These were different costumes.
I know, I know.
They don't look as good as the previous ones. They look good moving around, and the actors inside them look good and like they're mobile. But the facial expressions don't look
good. The facial expressions were not as good.
Huh. What'd you think, Josh?
About the costumes?
The changes, yeah.
I mean, I didn't notice anything, of course. Like, I didn't notice the set change. I didn't notice the character.
Did you know Mike Myers was playing all of these turtles?
I did not.
You didn't?
That's very surprising.
Because at one point...
I mean, they were wearing masks the whole time. It's fine.
At one
point... Like, how is he supposed to tell?
They when April O'Neil gets a hold of the lantern and swaps places with Kenshi, Michelangelo goes, "She's a man!"
Yeah. Here's a thing. Do you think remake? I haven't watched
Total Austin Powers line.
I know, but this came out before Austin Powers, right?
Turtles did it first.
But in the modern remakes, what do you think that they like in the new cartoons and stuff? You think the Ninja Turtles referencing Austin Powers?
Oh yeah. They're teenagers. Yeah, 100%.
They wouldn't reference like current teenage tip things.
That's what I want to get to.
I'm not a current
because
teenager.
Because right away, Ralph is having a turtle tantrum. And he's like, "We're doing all this work. We're practicing every day. Nobody can see us." And I'm like, Ralph just wants a TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wants to make videos. Hashtag turtle costume. Boom. Cover. Nobody knows the wiser. Hashtag dancing. Hashtag turtle costume. Hashtag.
This is before hashtags.
I have an old phone, and there's a hashtag button right
behind
the zero.
Yeah, but there wasn't Twitter.
Wow.
There was nary a tweet to be had.
April's back, dressed like James Dean. this is what happens when she swaps places. That's why they say the Austin Powers line is because what's the actor's name? I don't know any of the actors from this one because they all swapped from the last movie except
Casey Jones
from the first movie back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At first, I was kind of disappointed.
No Kino.
I was kind of disappointed because he was left in the present day and they're like, you have to babysit this guy. But as soon as they found him in the past, I was like, okay, I'm back on board. They're not wasting him.
The one line that made me like laugh out loud in this movie was him at the bar and with those dudes and they're like, oh yeah, we'll go back. And they're like, not. And he just looks like dead eyed at the camera and says, this might really mess up history. And it was just so stupid.
Yeah.
And I guess at that point, I just needed to let out something.
Okay, so the person that April O'Neil trades places with is Kenshin. Okay. And... oh, I noticed something weird while watching the credits. I know that's jumping to the end. But it says the voices of all the turtles and gives their real names.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is registered. His real name. Like, he had that little R in the circle after it. It's like Robbie Ritt, and then it's like registered and trademarked and licensed. And it's like, dude has his name licensed? Damn.
Gotta be a brand.
April's back, but she's like, hey guys, I'm not gonna be in the movie. I have to go on vacation. So
I can't be in the movie. I just bought this time machine
at
and
a
I
flea
need
market.
To go back. I need to go back to ancient Japan.
Which is kind of a tie-in, because she lived above and owned a flea market in the first movie, so now she's like going to other flea markets, misses the good old life before the turtles trashed her apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We go back to the past.
I don't think she told the turtles where she lived this time after this move. She's like, I'll just come hang out with you guys.
Yeah, because she's like bringing them the presents, and she's like, "Where are my house keys?" Because they're like,
Oh,
they steal them
you
and
know
they're
what I
going
know?
door to door trying to find out which house they fit in New York.
I just realized why I thought the Ninja Turtles now would definitely would reference Austin Powers, because they referenced
Old shit a lot.
They reference Wayne's World at one point
they
in this.
referenced yeah they referenced Rain's World,
When
and
she's
that's
cutting her
Mike
dress real
Myers.
short, they're just like, swing, swing. Yep. We get back to the past, and there's a European dude trying to sell guns to this Japanese lord. And his name is Walker. He has a gun and a hat, like a big feather in his cap, kind of one that's folded over on the side, and a sparring rapier sword, and instant villain. Like, the moment you see him, you're like, oh, this guy's a creep.
Him and his whole crew.
Oh, you mean the motley crew of pirates that he's like, guards? And you're like, they are no fucking
Yeah, he's like,
guards.
Smee, get over here. Oh, sorry.
He looks like a knockoff Sam Neill. Like,
He did.
yeah.
He does.
I gotta say, I always thought this, growing up, I thought this was Sam Neill, and when I saw this time, I was like, I was mistaken. This is not Sam Neill. Not at
Yep.
all. Yeah, the mouth animations, oof, on the turtles. A lot of the lines they deliver just don't line up, and you're like, did they do that in ADR? Like you said,
Lot of ADR in this.
Ralph might have been malfunctioning. It might have been nervous tick. Who knows?
You guys had to have noticed that. Like, there were times where he was like talking to people, and then his eyes just started moving around for no reason in opposite directions.
Not only does Michelangelo tell that first Austin Powers line, but we get when he's talking to the prince who transported into her place. Did anybody else catch this line where Michelangelo's like, "How'd you get into April's pants?"
I didn't.
Yep,
I
says it off in
did
the background. It's like, ooh, that one slipped by the censors on this.
not.
Michelangelo is kind of a horny bastard this whole movie.
Yeah, he is.
They are teenagers, and they live
They are too.
underground. Time
Do I
travel
know?
has
I
been.
don't want to jump to the end, so I'll save it till we
Okay,
get
okay.
there. But I have thoughts.
Time travel occurs. April switches places, and with
With
the
like the prince of
Kenshin,
the
yeah.
lore,
And
who is
chaos.
like a brat? This guy sucks, right?
He's trying to lead the rebellion. No, the woman's leading the rebellion.
Yeah, he like throws a temper tantrum, and that's how he finds the because he got sent to his room.
Yeah.
that's how he finds the scepter, and then he was just gonna leave at the
He
end
has a
without taking his.
scroll with all the Ninja Turtles, and this negates doing any harm in the past. If you've been prophesized, that's a
Yeah.
free card to the past. Like, bingo bango, like anything I do here was.
First instance, they first instance of my hot take of this movie, they should have stayed.
They couldn't because they had to make. They set up another feudal Japan sequel in this movie, and that makes me mad. The
I
audacity to not
know.
go back to New York but bring it back here? How dare you? Splinter gets it right away. He's sitting in this train car because they only have like the head and shoulder piece to the puppet this time, I guess. And he's like, "Oh, time travel has occurred, and you need to go back and save her right now because the time slipstream won't be in the same place for very long." And Donatello's like, "Okay,
Is this Rat Doctor Who?
I'll plug this thing into my
They just
Commodore
make up a bunch
64.
of bullshit in this. Like, I would rather have them said nothing.
It's magic. A
Every
wizard did
time they
it.
had a one flying, like, oh yeah, it's we're good, gone in 62. Whereas even though that's doesn't matter and isn't real to the movie plot, well, we're just gonna say it. Also, this thing is mad. Like, shut up. We're not gonna talk about why that exists.
Yeah, it's all timey-wimey.
You want to talk about immersion? Freaking the fact that they spend the time to say a one-off line about why everyone in the movie speaks English. One of them said a one-off line, very mute, of like, "Well, you know, back then, and the English were trained with the Japanese, and so it makes sense that they speak English, even though the children and the old men and the underpaid soldiers all speak English too, for some fucking reason." They go into a coma and just start speaking Japanese again for like 2 seconds, like no reason.
No, it makes.
It drove me nuts.
It makes no sense.
It's a kid's movie. And it's maddening.
Like, just pick one! Just pick one and stay in your lane! Like, if you're gonna make them all speak English, just make them all speak English.
You don't need to
throw in Japanese words to remind they're in Japan. I know Japan has a
outfits. And if you're gonna do that, you especially don't need to bring attention to it in the fucking movie.
Yes, just I'll buy it. Yes, the scepter's magic. You don't have to tell me it's magic. Yeah, okay, they all speak English. I'll buy that.
Staying in your lane, these turtles should have not been speaking in Japanese as much as they did, like the little jokes they made and everything.
Yeah, they had a couple of jokes involving Japanese. I'm just like, shut up. Like,
yeah, yeah,
there was a
lot of stuff like that. I was just like, meh.
Yeah, there was a lot of jokes where like there three times this movie a Japanese person gets surprised and goes like, uh-oh, but with like the Japanese accent to it because it's funny.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
This movie's made for an American audience, 100%.
It's so funny.
It's just like how
Leonardo didn't kill the guy; he just cut off his ponytail, which completely disgraces him from his entire family. And
we don't know anything about it.
But then they put him in the bell afterwards. It's funny.
Oh my god, the death bell! That thing was scary. So they go back in time. Donatello figures out all this bullshit about we have to send equal weight people and
shut the fuck up.
This disturbed me way more than if there were subtitles.
Literally, why?
Well, I have four priests that are in my church that weigh exactly the same as you fellers.
Yeah.
What
the fuck do those guys eat?
Shells.
Weigh as much as those turtles.
It's gotta be shells. Turtles whole.
It would need four turtles, eight dudes. If you're talking weight.
Now, we have various sources on this. Do you remember the arcade machine, Justin? And it gives the turtles stats.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right.
And they weigh 150 to 160 pounds.
You're right.
But
you're
they're
right.
only as tall as your belly button. Because
they
otherwise...
They were taller than that in this movie, though.
Then they're made out of styrofoam.
They were.
I'm going arcade as the official source on their bio because it gave it.
But you can see them standing next to people.
They're on
stilts. And they're taller.
It's that Lord of the Rings effect where they made Gandalf look real big. They did it to the opposite to make the turtles look real big. They go back in time. They do a prison break. A lot of fun. Enjoyed this part. One line that got me here was they're running to escape and Donatello like jumps down this thing and they all follow. And then he looks down and he's just like, not another sewer. I thought that was kind of funny because they dive down into it and they wind up in the swamp and the turtles don't like it. Like wallow in the mud. It's turtles.
They're past that, Austin.
Oh, this is probably also like sewer shit mud and garbage. Because later Raphael finds that lake and he's just like, it's pure. It's nature. Mm-hmm. And then he gets stuck by an arrow. it's Mikey's kung fu movie this time because he gets knocked out and wakes up in a feudal village.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that happens, it's your kung fu movie.
I really... I'm not sure that I like that this is in every time like a franchise goes to China or Japan or whatever, that this is what happens. I get it. It's an homage.
What's that?
What?
No, what part do you have a problem with? Sorry. You cut out.
Oh, that's awkward. I was saying that train of thought.
Okay, we can hear you now either way, so remember what you got and bring it back. I really like when he wakes up and says, "Even my bandana hurts." That was pretty funny. That got me as a kid too.
Yeah. I was saying I said that I'm kind of tired of how every time a franchise goes to China or Japan that they do this.
Yes, yes. They make like you be yeah, I
get it. That's what I'm saying. I get it.
This happened in The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. It's happened so many times. And it's in reference to those kung fu movies.
I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we get it.
Yeah. Everything in this is in reference to either old samurai films or nothing at all, it seems. Like, there's a lot that happens in this where I kind of just tuned out. We get the swing line because April's
pretty
like,
easy to do.
I'm on vacation, and cuts her dress real short. Yeah, played by Michael Myers. It's canon. You want to speak about cannons. I Googled this while watching the movie. He's like, Walker comes to the Emperor, and he's like, or the Lord, he's like, "You got demons? My cannons can handle them." And I'm like, "All right, Google, show me what you got." Japan had cannons way fucking before the Europeans, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
400 years before this, they were rocking boats with cannons, so...
Obviously.
But no. They don't have them, they're different.
It's no.
They're not demon-killing cannons.
You can't have them be more advanced than the Westerners.
Yeah, this is a Western-centric movie. This isn't like the movies that are made nowadays from, like, Michael Bay and shit that are more popular overseas. This was an American-made movie, and it did
this
not
was,
handle international.
This was not made for international audiences by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Like, goddamn. I watched it, I was just like, Jesus.
We get to this final kind of battle. I mean... We're already here, right? There's not too much that happens. There's a big fight by the river with the rebels. They realize they're on the same team. Oh,
there's feudal Casey Jones.
Feudal Casey Jones kind of saves them, then betrays them, then saves them off and on throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, I don't really understand it.
One part that I hate is when they try to build this magical scepter in the town.
And then it just breaks.
You don't know what's in that original magical scepter. Like, sure, you can.
No, they researched it. That's how the time travel worked. It's fine.
I mean, sure, but do they know what the powder in the hourglass is? That's probably pretty important for magic.
Yeah, it's
you're right. He did plug it into his Commodore 64, and on the screen it had like a picture of it in ASCII, and underneath it said E equals MC square, and then there was a bunch of other math gibberish that popped up on the screen. He who dings the shell must pay. It was pretty good. I like how they're in this demon suit, like they're in the honor.
Michelangelo falls in love with the actual leader of the resistance.
Yes, yep. He's a teenager, and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna stay in the past for you." And she's like, "The whole time you've been here, I've been like, hey, can you rescue my boyfriend from the future?" No, it's cool. I'll stay here, and he'll stay there. He's not getting it.
I thought I missed a line. Like, did he not realize that that's why they're there? Because I thought they made that pretty clear.
No, he did. He just didn't give a shit.
Willfully ignorant?
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird.
When they're fighting the rebels, I like how she draws an arrow, and Raphael's like, "Oh no, my turtle sense is tingling. Somebody's gonna die. We only fight non-lethally." And he like hucks his sigh, and it breaks the arrow. That was a pretty good move. And then she looks at him, and he's like,
He does the Jurassic Park. Yeah.
We get the final battle between the the dudes using guns, the Lord's Men, the Turtles, the Rebels. These sets are so big. That's probably why they couldn't afford.
There's a lot of useless fights that happen in this movie where it's just like, ah, a bunch of people fighting. Ah, stuff happens that doesn't really matter.
It's almost like that's every Turtles movie. And you're just realizing it now.
No.
The blinds are being taken off.
Way more structure to those first two movies than
this one. The colored bandana is being removed from your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there wasn't more structure. I'm just saying that every turtle is a vehicle for them to just fight in big groups.
Yes.
There was one fight in this movie, and I was like, yes, finally.
They gave any amount of shit in those last movies and of building up transition to lead to those fights. This literally just felt like random nonsense.
What was your favorite one-on-one fight?
In the second movie,
none of them.
That, you know, they had to stop Toka and Rezar and the Shredder.
Sure.
Because they were going to expose them and
The Foot Clan was a big reason for big fights too, is because you have Shredder's goon squad.
I think there was just like one or two too many groups in this movie, right?
Right.
Like, they just had enough groups to where it's like we can just throw fights whenever we want and it'll make sense.
We had the Lord's dudes, we had walkers like privateers, we had the rebels, we had the turtles. We had the prisoners who were kind of like on their own team, like, so who knows? Yeah.
And then you had them switching back and forth to random bullshit going on in the current timeline.
Oh my god. Want to talk about the current timeline?
They didn't do that as much as I thought they would, thankfully.
And it's terrible. Like, they're getting antsy. They're like, we have to get back to our time. And it's like, how about TV? How about junk food? And he jumps from TV and junk food to a bar. And it's like, Casey, you're only one man. You're not going to be able to control these men for too much longer. I like how they're all dressed in the Ninja Turtles colors when they're out of the bar. Like, sure, they took the Ninja Turtles clothes, quote unquote, but did one of them have to choose red, one of them have to choose blue? Like, come on, one purple, one yellow?
Yeah. Oh, did you guys think it was funny whenever he was trying to get them to play hockey? He's like, do what you saw on TV, and they just started fighting each other.
Yeah, because the music told me it was funny. Speaking of the music, swing and a miss. Worst music of any Turtles movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, feudal Japan drums or, like, traditional music or anything back then. It's very Western orchestrated. When we're in the present, it's rock and roll. And like I said before, that doesn't really fit Turtles in New York. Like, before they've had hip hop or like even like early hardcore, like Beastie Boys type stuff. Punk would fit way better. I don't know.
I didn't notice music at all the whole movie. Like, nothing stood out.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a problem, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because ninja rap was such a big part of the second one. And even the theme song from the first one, like, didn't make an appearance.
Theme song where they go through the city, it doesn't have New York City.
I know. That's
because it's a time travel movie.
I know, but that's...
That's a Turtles thing.
It's like intrinsic to the Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, not in this one. You're doing
There's
something
sewers
different.
Everywhere.
Respect their choices.
Uh-oh. On the way back, we got lost and wound up in Derry, Maine. Let's just go down into the sewers.
They did the stupid thing where they're going to have someone, like, from the past be also in the future with, like, the Casey thing.
Uh-huh.
But why do that with Casey and not have, what Josh said, a fucking... Splinter ancestor.
I was mistaken in the beginning. I thought we were going to get a Shredder ancestor. We got a Casey ancestor.
Odd
that
would have been a great way to bring Shredder back. Like, you know, maybe he sent his ancestor thing. Maybe he had the scepter before. Or maybe he just, you know, the turtles pissed him in the past and he shows up again and he's the new Shredder.
I feel like
he happened upon the Foot Clan that exists modern day and whips them in shape or whatever.
Yeah, and the Foot Clan exists at like the height of their power in this clan, in this timeline.
Yeah.
Like it's like fucking like ancient Japan. This is when the Foot Clan would be like
they wouldn't be a bunch of New York kids. Like
yeah.
bunch of New York teens stealing cigarettes and TVs.
Well, okay. You know what? They said that they based this off of the old ways that they would recruit kids before in that first Turtles movie.
Uh-huh.
They're like, that's how, he's like, that's how the Foot Clan's always operated. We get the disenfranchised youth. Why not do that in feudal Japan?
Because it's strangely not a kids movie, but also not an adults movie in this one.
Who do they make this movie for?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Turtles fans, Splinter. I guess.
Like Splinter, so he could put it on VHS and be like, oh, those boys on their hijinks and adventures. Okay, so we talked about how they dropped the bell on the Lord, which, ooh, brutal. They mousetrap Walker to death. He's up on the thing
in his bird
cage, and he's like got the scepter with him, and he throws it. Yeah, Casey lights a cannon, shoots a flaming cannonball, knocks the post next to him, bops him into the ocean.
Just have the flaming catapult thing hit him, you cowards.
Nah.
He dies anyway.
Nah, it's too close to the birds. They can't hit the birds.
What were they trying to rate this where they're like, okay, what if we don't hit him? We hit the thing next to him and it hits him into the water and then he disappears. You just assume he's dead. But we don't say that.
You don't have to show his body if you have him get pelted with this flaming rock. Just like, oh no, and it cut to black and you see the rock fall down the cliffs.
Oh, I agree. There's like editing techniques they could have used to make this a lot better. Mikey doesn't want to go back. Mikey is in love with the leader of the rebels.
Neither does Raphael, and his reasoning makes much more sense to me. Yeah, he wants it because the water's clean, and also because he's like, we also get respected here. We don't have to hide like sewer rats. Because
they call them Kappa, the Japanese turtle demons, which can do great good or extreme terrible evil, according to Shredder. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a with great power comes great responsibility thing he puts on them. And you're right, they're respected as like demigods here in the past.
They could just be themselves out in the open and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
And those dudes, the other dudes, besides, just have Casey and the prince. Or not Casey, the prince and April switch back.
Yeah.
And then the turtles and those dudes stay where they are. Because those dudes seem perfectly happy at that bar.
But they're going back. They gotta go back.
Do they?
No. I don't care. It's a fucking Turtles movie. I would have liked to see if Casey was going around with them doing the Turtles' job. Like, we get a montage of them beating the crap out of Baxter Stockman and, like, stomping on Crane, and they're just dressed like the Turtles, naked except for the headband, the colored headbands.
That'd be hilarious.
And they're, like, saving the city, and they get on these wild adventures where, like, we want to see the movie about. We've got four elite guards here. Do some crime stopping. You got Casey. That's a missed opportunity. A lot of missed opportunities.
And then the turtles can just live their best lives in fucking feudal Japan.
Yeah, and the legacy of the turtles can continue. These guys just get some green paint, paint themselves up, buy some.
Oh, but then Splinter's stuck in the future and he's all sad by himself.
I like when April O'Neil's in the past and she's like, Casey, is that you? And he doesn't say anything and she turns and there's a rat and she's like, oh, I recognize you.
Here's what you do then. You have April and the prince switch back and then you have Splinter switch with Wit or past Casey because he wanted to come too.
Okay. Boom. Done. So, about a year from when this movie takes place, Casey Jones is going to be awoken by a phone call. And it's going to be a really slurry April. And she's going to be like, Casey, it's your one chance you come by. But you got to talk in a British accent.
You got to shave your head.
You can shave your head and talk in a British accent. You get your fucking ass over here. That shit, I'm calling it, that shit's happening.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it would have worked out for everybody, because then April wouldn't have to deal with these fucking horny monsters dugging her at her place all the time, eating her out of house and home. And now she's got two Caseys.
One suave past Casey. He's going to smack her, that new one, into shape. What do you do hanging out in the parks looking for fights? Friends with these mutants?
Then you have a fight between Casey and Whit where one of them kills the other and then they have a quickening.
You're based off of a song about someone who used too much cocaine. Just a slam battle. Yeah.
Josh, do you know what a quickening is? I heard you laugh.
Yeah, it's Highlander thing.
Have you seen Highlander?
No.
Okay. Ooh, those are some movies that I don't think you would like.
I've seen a lot of reviews of Highlander.
I mean, he knows what quickening is.
Hey, Highlander 2 will break anyone. Starting off in the future and space and shit. Alright, I think we've reached that point. Let's find out whether you would recommend this movie. Josh?
No.
Justin? No?
No.
Right off the bat?
No, it was fucking boring. It was like Turtles 1 all again. It was just group fights in darkness. But it was worse than Turtles, because at least in Turtles 1 they had reasons to be fighting, and they didn't in this movie, really.
Okay.
It was just a bunch of boring fights with lame jokes that didn't land, and fucking people speaking English and some Japanese trope saying, no, you could stop it too. Not doing, stop it too. Just watch two. Don't even, just watch two. If you have any interest in Ninja Turtles, just watch two.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Skip three.
Guys.
Stop.
Are you going to make us watch the new trilogy?
Jigsaw's going to come along and end this. There's not a new trilogy. There's two.
A new movie, okay.
There's a new duo.
Can Jigsaw get Justin for time traveling us into the future to watch the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I've hidden your DVD remote somewhere. It may be inside of you.
I don't mean to get Jigsawed.
They're always real painful and real gross. Just
it
like
just shows him oblivion
movies.
For like 2 days.
Now you have space empathy, just like this space cowboy and this lizard man named Red Eye and this space dominatrix.
Real Sandlot. That would be more meaningful to Justin. He just shows him Sandlot for 24 hours straight.
Oh no!
Forever.
Justin, you probably don't want me to do this, but I'm gonna say Bedazzled 24. You hear that? That was pure loathing for a movie.
I haven't seen Bedazzled. Someone should put that on the list. If we're getting that kind of reaction out of Justin, like, I gotta see it.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. It's just because we watched it a million fucking times.
Oh, okay.
See. Trying to take notes and shit. Yeah, that's a past project. I wouldn't recommend this either, though I did thoroughly enjoy watching it. Most parts, I gotta say, it slogs in some areas. It's 95 minutes. It feels more like 2 hours.
It's so hard to keep track of what was going on.
It really is. I know I appreciate it now more than when I was a kid, and I don't think that's a good selling point for a Teenage Ninja Turtles movie.
No, like, it's not. I remember this sucking whenever I was a kid.
It did. I understand what's going on with like the politics of feudal Japan. I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't care. It's a Turtles movie. I want New York. I want monsters. If you're going to send the Turtles back in time, do it with sci-fi. Magic is really not prevalent in the Ninja Turtles universe. This is such a strange choice. Not only did they go back in time, but they like translocated to ancient Japan instead of ancient New York. Like, makes no sense. Except
Splinter has a line that's like, you know, it seems the scepter is magical. That's not weird at all. Oh, we're just gonna go with it.
I mean, they're giant.
Well, they did. Okay, I'm gonna get on the movie side for 1 second. It does make sense how they switch where they are, even though they're not in New York and they're going to Japan. It's because it's switching the people who have the scepter.
I hear ya. But the problem
is... That makes sense.
The one thing that kind of redeemed that was the fact that it was a prophecy, and they ruined that for me too by being like, yeah, they've already been here 300 years ago, and wink, wink, watch for the next one. And it's like, you're just setting yourself up for more failure. I don't want this. I want big, weird monsters. I want neon. I want pizza. I want people being like, what the hell are those? Pointing at these monsters. I want them skating through the sewers and living in a nice sewer, not a hangar.
I want fight scenes that I can follow and make sense.
Sure. I thought the fighting was real good in this one. Were kicks to the head. They used their weapons. Everything that was taken out of number two was back in this one. Josh, you mentioned a one-on-one fight. What was that?
It was the one where he was fighting the daimyo that ended in the bell.
Oh.
They did like a one-on-one fight for like 5 seconds.
Right, right.
Where it was just slamming swords into each other 3 times and then the bell. And so it was still very disappointing.
Gotcha.
No, well, that wasn't exactly what happened. Leonardo beat this dude in a sword fight.
Yeah, we went over it. We went over it. He dishonored him.
Cuts the rope. Yeah.
But the dude said, "Kill me."
And this dude cut his hair off instead.
Yeah. And then he cut his hair off instead.
Yeah.
That dude's gonna get stoned to death whenever they leave.
We don't know that.
No, Kappa's.
It's very possible. It sucks. He definitely shamed him. Which could be better than death. I think is going to get stoned to death is this little kid that the demon breathed life back into. He hasn't been the same since.
Mm-hmm. He keeps talking about the future and pizza.
Yeah. And those other four guys that came back from the future won't shut up about hockey.
They started Japanese hockey league. Good work. Nope. That's a no recommend all the way around. Thanks, Justin, for all three of those movies.
I got a question, because we did this at the end of the last one.
Uh-huh.
Would you recommend the trilogy?
No. Like Josh said, watch the second one. Watch the first one, maybe. Watch the second one, definitely. Don't watch the third one. Even though it was
I say 2 out of 3... makes this a win as a trilogy for me.
But why? Like, I could understand if, like...
This doesn't wrap up anything.
If like, you needed to see, two to understand 3 or something. Like, but you don't. You could just watch any of these movies out of context.
Yeah. I don't think that... I guess that's only called a trilogy because there's just 3 of them.
Sure.
It was never intended for these to be interconnected.
That's sad.
Yeah, they're all like one-offs. Yeah.
Unless they do them like 1 and 2. If you
it's not like Apes.
Listen to any of those. Don't listen.
I mean, Austin Powers is the same thing. You don't have to see any of the other.
They're more
Austin
interconnected
Powers,
though. I would recommend Austin Powers. You kind of miss out if you don't. Trilogy.
You miss out on some jokes when like Dr. Whatever. And Scott.
Yeah.
What. What jokes do they not painfully re-explain every time they tell them?
Yeah.
It's more colorful in their spies.
I would say with Austin Powers, you don't get to see Scott's like transformation as well. You watched them like out of order.
Right. That's the main thing. The Scott,
which, you know, if movie 4 Scott features cut, Scott, then it's going to really matter.
You get
The end of the Austin Powers trilogy does wrap things up much better than this movie does.
Uh-huh, agreed.
But that's because they obviously were shooting for more movies.
So far.
At the end of this one.
My ranking so far is the Austin Powers trilogy. If we're doing it as trilogies, Austin Powers trilogy is holds together better as a trilogy but this has better movies in it. And both of them.
That's interesting. Like, if someone put a gun and said, you have to recommend.
Right?
You have to tell someone to watch the Turtles, the Austin Powers trilogy. Like, which would you say? It's like Turtles 2 are better movies
or
than
the Monkey
all of the
trilogy.
Series, but like, no, that's not
so. So here's my question to think for what's coming, guys. If we go by what's happened, do you think that the third movie is the worst of the Turtles and the Austin Powers franchise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So does it stand since the other two
hate
them, that the third one's going to be the worst?
No, absolutely not. Three is the only one in the Apes trilogy that can be good because it's what the whole fucking trilogy has been leading up to.
So it's going to reverse it. The first two you're going to hate, and
he's
the third
in denial.
One.
No, the third one is still going to be shit.
Yeah, we're still going to hate it.
Better than the first two. But that bar is so, well, it's so underwater that, like, we're not going to breach here. Like,
this is an aquatic ape theory here.
This whole, I'm betting Apes 3 should have just been what, like, should have just been the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just gotten rid of one and two or collapsed first third. And it's like, we just want to see apes fucking killing people and vice versa.
That's all we want.
That's all we want. And because they fucking, you know, what, end-loaded this so hard, it's going to be shit too. Because no. I don't want to see 2.5 hours of apes and dudes killing each other. I just want to see like 30 minutes of it.
Now, this is a good rant, but before we went on the air, we spoke about my third movie, and... Oh, I wish I had been recording it. Josh went off on a Mary Poppins rant for like a good 5 minutes.
Are you not a fan of Mary Poppins, Josh?
I don't know shit about Mary Poppins, honestly. And I'm really worried. Like, I was so mad I correctly guessed the time period of this movie. I
guessed
it 64.
The year. He channeled his psychic rage to guess the year it came out. He's like, what the fuck is this, 64? It's 64, oh my god. Yeah.
Mary Poppins is one of those movies. Either going to be a timeless classic or fucking snore, little total garbage. Like, get it out of my face. Mm. And I'm really worried it's going to be the latter. Like, I'm worried it's going to be. I'll save it. I'll save it when we get to Mary Poppins. I'll tell you what nice. I think it's going to be when we get there. And I hope it's not. Please prove me wrong.
Now,
but
neither.
We'll get there.
Neither Justin and I are. Nearly as passionate about your two remaining movies, the My Little Pony movie and the Digimon movie.
Yeah, I almost removed them from the list and made a new list, but like, I have to see.
I feel that, like, yeah, we have to see the response.
I have to see your guys' reaction to a movie that you have zero attachment to, mm-hmm. which is either of these, honestly.
Well, I have zero attachment to My Little Pony. Never seen an episode of it.
And Austin has zero attachment to Digimon.
I know there's like digital monsters, and the digital monsters are the champions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's all,
that's all you need to know.
I know.
Occasionally they digivolve into something else.
The only experience I have with Digimon is the first iteration when they were on keychains like Tamagotchi, but you could fight them. And I would win. I didn't have one, but I borrowed a friend during lunch period, and I won all the battles.
Nice.
Yeah. If you'd like to listen to any of the episodes that we've mentioned tonight, you can find them on the iTunes podcast app or podcast.com. You can find Amazeballs, our TV anthology discussion series. What About Wrestling, our pay-per-view wrestling discussion series.
Yeah.
Brand new. Give it a listen. Had some great guests so far.
We have.
You can find us on Facebook under FapCheck, YouTube at FapCheck, and FapCheck@gmail.com for any recommendations, questions, concerns, comments, anything you must type up to us and send them on. Hey guys, have you seen
it?
I'm sunny afternoon. Yeah.